Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 15, 1952, a motion was brought before the House of Assembly by Mr. C. E. Thelma, member of the Barbados Labour Party, which had won the 1951 general election, winning 16 seats. The motion highlighted the many challenges faced by the peasant farmers of the island, and the ensuing debate that followed lasted more than 4 hours. During the debate, the importance of the peasantry was noted, as about 17 to 20% of the island's sugar production came from these small farmers. Therefore, it was important to address the major issues surrounding the harvesting of their sugar cane. Many peasants indicated to some of their representatives that they encountered the issue of short weights being given for their canes, as well as being told their canes would be accepted on a particular day, only to be told to go to Adams Factory on that day, the Adams in question being Grantley Adams. Claims were being made that many of the factory owners were displeased with the Grantley Adams-led Barbados Labour Party being in power and not their Conservative Party. However, it was highlighted that the factory owners stood to make 48 cents for every ton received from the peasants, so they were not doing the peasants any favors, nor did it matter to some which party was in power. While there were many problems facing the peasant farmers, Mr. Thelma, during his 40-minute speech, indicated that the government could solve at least one issue by nationalizing one of the larger, more central factories. With a nationalized factory, peasants could send their canes with the assistance of government-provided lorries to the factory, bypassing the ongoing issue with the factory owners. As the debate continued, other members of parliament weighed in on the matter, with a few agreeing with Mr. Thelma. This included Mr. F. E. Miller, another Labour Party member, who stated that he was not making a reckless statement, but he knew that the lot of peasants has been cheated by the scales of some of the factories. Also agreeing with Mr. Thelma was the St. Lucie representative, Mr. J. E. T. Branker, who noted that the peasants of the island's most northern parish suffered more than any other parish. He made it known that in 1949, he suggested that the government should consider purchasing a factory in St. Lucie, preferably Broomfield. By doing this, the government could ascertain whether it could first operate a factory and find out if the project could be a success for future endeavors. While the representatives bringing forward the issues stood on different sides, they all agreed that whatever changes that would be made could not be done for the present sugarcane season. However, nothing changed. No government-run factory was created, and the industry remained firmly in the hands of the planter merchant class for the next 2 decades.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.